In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. In our gospel reading, our Lord Jesus foretells the destruction of the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, followed by the destruction of Jerusalem itself. Both events which point to the inevitable. Eventually, all things will come to an end. Dear friends in Christ, at some time in your life, you probably ran a race. Personally, I happened to have the opportunity to run track in both high school as well as college. And having had that experience, I found that at the beginning of the race, the running was relatively easy. In fact, to a certain extent, it even felt good to get underway, to start using the muscles that you had spent hours stretching and warming up. But as the race wore on, weariness and fatigue would set in. Running became hard, even painful. And as I approached the finish line, it took every bit of energy and effort I could muster to keep going and reach the end. You know, what is true of a foot race like that is true of many things in life. Many things we undertake are easy to start, but hard to finish. A person who goes off to college or to seminary, for example, may go with great excitement and plunge into his studies with much enthusiasm. But then to stay at it for several years, to keep up that demanding pace of learning and to ultimately complete the course of study, that, as you may very well know, can be hard. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul on several occasions speaks of the believer's life in Christ here on earth like that of a race. And like a foot race, it too may seem trouble-free at the beginning. For instance, the new convert receives the gospel with joy, studies the Word of God diligently, and lives the Christian life with great enthusiasm, at least initially. Or the young person who has been brought up in the faith by Christian parents often finds the Christian life that it goes pretty smoothly while living in that kind of supportive environment. But then eventually the time soon comes when one discovers that following Christ is not always quite so easy. In fact, they may even discover that it can be downright grueling at times. In the gospel reading today, our Lord Jesus, he lays it on the line for the disciples. You will be targets of persecution, he tells them. Your own families will betray you. Things will seem to fall apart all around you. The very heavens and earth will seem to conspire against you. Evil is, after all, a very real presence in this world in which we live. We cannot escape it. And dear friends, even if outside forces don't turn against us, our own bodies sooner or later do. Death, have you ever noticed, does not seem to discriminate. I must say, reading the death notices in the newspaper, it's rather sobering to discover that people who are your own age, even younger, are dying. Just how long, you ask yourself, will I be able to dodge that bullet? Just how long will I be able to keep running ahead of it. Yes, my friends, as time ticks away, as that finish line draws closer and closer, the race before us becomes more and more difficult. The temptation to give up certainly crosses one's mind. Because how long, you wonder, how long will I be able to do this? Am I ever going to make it? And doubt, discouragement begin to wear you down. In the midst of such dismay, think of how refreshing it would be to know for certain that you will be successful, that you not only finish the race, but that you are victorious. Think how refreshing that would be. That, my friends, is the refreshment which our Lord and Savior gives to his followers in this gospel reading here today. Jesus assures his disciples that even though the end is inevitable, and even though trial and tribulation will accompany its arrival, nevertheless, not a hair of your head, he says, will perish. Furthermore, he says, you will gain your lives. With those words, our Savior wraps us up in a promise of safety in the only way that truly matters. With those words, he brings us true comfort, comfort which this passing world around us cannot give. It reminds me of what Martin Luther once said on his way to Worms to be tried and possibly killed by those in power. Luther was asked, "Where will you be, Brother Martin, when church, state, princes, and people turn against you? Where will you be then?" Luther replied, "Why then, as now, I will be in the hands of Almighty God." In the hands of Almighty God. That, my friends, is how this journey toward the end of time is successfully traveled. It is his loving hands that led us to the saving waters of our baptism. It is his loving hands that now nurture this faith which he has given to us through the Word and through the sacrament of Holy Communion. And it is his loving hands that will place upon our heads that crown of righteousness which his Son earned for us on the cross. You know, there's a prayer found in Lutheran worship, part of the evening prayer section, that beautifully reminds us that we do indeed have an Almighty God who leads us safely through this life to the end. In closing, let us pray that prayer. We pray, Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.